That's Jay Gilday with Alleys and Rocks from his 2016 album, Faster Than Light. You're with Folk Roots Radio at the Folk North Conference. It takes place annually, currently in Toronto. It's basically an export showcase for artists to meet and network with delegates from all over the world, an opportunity to share their music, to showcase. And Jay Gilday is actually one of the artists showcasing at Folk North this time around. Had a chance to catch his set this afternoon. It's actually Saturday afternoon at Folk North. Everybody's a little tired because they were doing showcases and other activities late last night, but Jay held it all together. He did a wonderful performance, and he's our special guest on Folk Roots Radio. How are you doing, Jay?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks, Jen.
Great to have you join us. Now, the song we started off with was Alleys and Rocks from your album Faster Than Light, which I think came out in 2016. Mm-hmm. Now, you're an Edmonton-based singer-songwriter just now, but you grew up in Yellowknife.
That's right.
And I learned quite a lot in the last day because I did actually do a five-minute speed dating session with Jay this morning when we were talking about music, and gathered that basically Edmonton became your home after you decided to move away from Yellowknife. But I think rather than me speaking too much, why don't you tell us a little bit about your music and how you ended up in Edmonton?
It did become my home. I recently realized that I've spent more time in Edmonton than I did growing up in Yellowknife. But I do still define myself as a Yellowknifer. I grew up there. The song Alleys and Rocks is all about growing up there. And, you know, a lot of people have the same story of leaving their hometown and seeing the difference when you come back later in life and seeing where you've come from and where you're going and just the frame of reference for going home.
Tell us a little bit about your background.
My mother's Dene, she's Satu Dene, which is she's from a town called Delaney, which is about 300 kilometers north of Yellowknife. My dad is from London, Ontario. He's English-Irish Ontario. And he was a jazz musician in Ontario as a young man and moved to the north and met my mother and stayed there forever and ever and I grew up there. He's a music teacher and I grew up learning choral music and learning to play from him. I have an older sister, Leela, who's sort of blazed the path for me as a touring musician, and my younger sister, Carla, who's a visual artist and she works out of Edmonton as well.
Yeah. So when you decided to move away from home, was that really your opportunity to explore, to find yourself and decide exactly what you wanted to do?
Well, it was more of a drive than a decision. I left Yellowknife pretty early, and came to Edmonton to visit my sister Leela, who was going to school there at the time, and my parents designed to have me come home, and I never did really until years after that. I traveled Canada quite a bit, and then eventually made my way back to Edmonton, and stayed there because it's I felt it was the place for me.
And what's the music scene like in Edmonton?
There's a stunning array of different kinds of artists, and the amount of players in Edmonton is amazing. There are venues in Edmonton willing to support artists, but it's just a really great culture for preparing those artists for the bigger part of Canada and the rest of the world.
So tell us about your music. Faster Than Light is your latest album. Mm-hmm. We've started out with Alleys and Rocks, which you mentioned was about growing up in Yellowknife. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your songwriting, because I know when we watch your showcase, you tell lots of stories around your music. And I don't know. Sometimes I think that maybe you don't take your own music that seriously. You like to mix it up.
That's possible. I would say I have had half my songs are written about the sort of trajectory of where I've come from, where I'm going, and then the other half are just pure fire, just wanting to beat the drum and sing out loud and make a big sound.
Yeah. And how would you describe your songwriting style?
I'm a rhythmically driven person. Almost all of my songs start with a rhythm guitar, and then I try and figure out what that means to me, and I write some words for it, and hopefully they match up. there are a few instances where the song is lyrically driven, where I really need to tell a story. Quite a few more of those are going to be coming on a folk record I'm working on for the fall of 2018.
So that would be your next album, and was that going to be a more of a solo?
Yeah, that's album? Good. I mean, there might be a little extra side person color, but it's essentially going to be a folk record.
Because Faster Than Light is more of a band album.
It's a rock and roll band album. Yeah, there's a horn section. And that was amazing and fun to work with all those people to make this sound huge. Yeah. Stu Kirkwood put together and arranged a bunch of horn parts and keys parts that I never would have thought of. And he really tapped into a bit of a '60s classic rock sound that I love, and I wouldn't have driven it that way myself to start. And things end up differently than you would have them, but it's great. It's fantastic.
Well, let's play something from the album just now. What track should we play this time?
I guess we could play the next song called City Slide, which was a song that I wrote, and I play typically in public. I'll play it by myself with an acoustic guitar. There's a story that I always wanted to tell with it. I had a hard time getting a handle on how to put the words together, and so as it turns out, this song ended up in the hands of I'd met my wife and her twin sister when I first came to Edmonton, just on the very first day I got dropped off on the street to find out what my life was going to be. I met a bunch of people, and now my wife's twin sister is a spoken word artist, and she's known me pretty much as long as anybody has in Edmonton, and knows the story of what I was trying to tell. And so I decided, I told her, you should do it. And she wrote these words that were what I was trying to get across. And so I got her to perform it. So it's actually Megan Vandergeesen singing. She goes by Zadika, the song I wrote, and I'm playing the instrument, playing the guitar, so she did what I was thinking.
This is Jake Gilday from the album Faster Than Light, and this is City Slide. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Thank you. smoking cigarettes like a star at sunset. Walking, no one had a car yet. Light a fire in the valley, watch the sunset. Looking forward to the faces that we haven't met yet. Write a song about when we never had that. Didn't have too much, didn't matter what they said. Didn't matter what they said.
That's Jake Ilday with the song City Slide from his 2016 album Faster Than Light that features Megan Van de Giesen on vocals as well. It's great that you have such a talented family. And obviously, it must have been
lucky.
A priority when picking a partner was to make sure that they could complement the artistic side of the family already. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about live performance, because I know you play with a band, but today, when you were showcasing for us, you were showcasing as a solo artist. Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier that you're working on a solo folk record.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about how the two sides of Jake Ilday fit together.
There's a whole slate of songs that I play as a band that are different to than the things that I would play by myself. And, you know, I would say in anybody's life, there's a quiet place in your life, and there's a loud place in your life. And I need both of those. You know, people ask me to try and focus my career around being one thing. But I think I have to have both of those things in my life. Not just on the record. The record was a band put together for the record, but I play in a power trio, kind of really rock and roll stuff, and then some more roots rock stuff. My father was after his jazz career, he came up to Yellowknife and started a band called the Gumboots, which was more of a traditional storytelling band, and so a lot of what I think of when I'm trying to write songs ends up being in sort of a more traditional folk style as well. In the quiet parts of my life, that's what I end up trying to play.
You have an indigenous heritage. Does that come through in your music very much?
I would say yes. It's rooted in it's hidden in the lyrics a little bit, but more just the fact that I feel it's part of part of the power that I get is from the people of the North are a very stalwart people, while the rest of the world goes around, they're still up there and practicing the lifestyle that they've had for centuries and so I feel that when I play and I need to and I'm trying to express myself, I feel like there's something backing me up, and I think that's a big part of it.
You like to tell stories when you play.
Mm-hmm.
Does that come through from your heritage side of things that, you know, that, I, well, no, you know, it's one of the things I love.
Maybe the Irish side.
Oh, the Irish side. But one of the things I love, you know, about performers is learning more about them. And obviously, lots of wonderful stories that come through an Indigenous heritage, but also have an important message. I mean, I think no more so than the fact that, you know, stories are better shared, you know, from person to person, something that can be forgotten. When you perform, do you try to make sure that that's an important part of your connection with the audience?
When I tell a story, you know, I would on stage, it's a, you know, I like to, it's like joking around. You get to, the best thing about jokes is that they really explain other parts of you. They explain things about the world. And so a lot of times my stories will come out as a joke, or you know, a serious story will turn into a joke. And so I think that's you know, it's a bit of a, I get it both from both sides, the a bit of a trickster thing from the Irish side and from the Dene side.
If people come to a Jay Gilday show, what can they expect?
You know, a lot of folk and some fire. I don't know. Just I'm gonna give you all I can give. You know.
And if it's with a band, then it's gonna be a rocking good time.
It's gonna be a rocking good time with the band. Yeah.
And then if it's solo, it's gonna be more introspective songs, but you know,
absolutely
thought provoking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been great to talk to you today. You mentioned the new album's coming in 2018. Does that have a title yet?
It does not yet.
Okay. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
They can find me on the internet. I'm on jgilday.com, and I'm on Spotify and iTunes, and you can message me on Facebook if you like, and I'm around.
That's great. It's been great to talk to you today. We have one last thing to do, and that's to pick the song we're going to finish with. What are we going to play?
We could play the last track on the record. It's called "Dream Your Dreams," and I wrote it not this last spring, but the spring before, when the NDP were taking over Alberta, and it was a fantastic time. It was a time of change that's been sorely needed for a long time out west, I wrote it for the times, and I hope that change can keep on happening.
That's a wonderful way to finish this interview. This is Jay Gilday from the album Faster Than Light, and this is Dream Your Dreams. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio at the Folk North Conference, and I'm Jan Hall.
Is it enough to change your clothes? Is it a time in the world where all the people would come out in droves? Is it stronger? Love's lost longer. One long day for you. Is it enough to dream your dreams? Can you get back up when your life is coming apart at the seams? Am I dreaming? Can you see me? I don't believe you can. Is it a nice way? Wake up and you see your face is free. Ooh. Is it enough to see the sights? Form your own philosophy to help you sleep on through the night. Am I dreaming? Can you see me? I don't believe you can. Is it enough to see your face in a world of love? Believe I got a family. After all the times I asked, why would anyone bring a child to the world? Am I dreaming? Can you see me? Don't believe you can. Is it a wise way to bring a child to the world? Knowing what you